about me.
Now, I didn't take this from the record of this thing. It just said it says the man sent from Yahweh.
Now, you see that man? Oh, it's a big chance to know. For this reason, you realize that for now, that's all the more that you're down.
Yeah, right.
That's so, it's all the more to go down. You see? Then you've got to settle down.
Right.
And he has a purpose. Now you say,
Because I want to tell you, I want to bring it right down where any, if anybody did have a little memorization. See? Or be out of norm, see? In mind. And think about it. See? Demon. Just bring down my face. But now, they just to give you the truth. A lot of people say, well, now that is so. And there's no reason for it like that. Yes, there is reason for it. Because a lot of people, just millions of them, half a million, and millions, does not know that Yahweh has a purpose. And he has a plan. That reaches through 7 dispensations of Jesus. Now, I want you to know this, that he is carrying out that. There's nothing that can obstruct, nothing that can hinder, nothing that can impede the purpose of God.
Right.
There is no power but the Yahweh. I want you to realize. And I want you to see that before he began to create what he did that, he had a purpose and a plan. And he just did. See, just doing up the plan and the plan. Now look, it takes wisdom, it takes power, see, to have a purpose that was written through so many ages, dispensations of time, and then he didn't have no kind of an atonement. Then he had to make one, raise him up, save him. Your ass is there, too. It's always distorting the truth, telling you lies. And if you don't know that Yahweh does have a purpose, now listen to what I'm going to say. And he has declared his end from the beginning. I want you to read that. All of it put together. They don't have no agreement among themselves. Mm-hmm. And while others, see, will come along and you'll overthrow this. Mm-hmm. Just like they overthrow the place on in. And might they overthrow others, law, places, spirit, and others. You see, they're shy for a hole. See? But now you see the real genuine story. See, they don't know that. But now Yahweh is telling you, see, who their progenitors and ancestors were back there at the mountain, and who had received the Elijah oracles. And they had understood and seen the writings of Moses. They saw Mount Sinai and first forth from that mountain. And seen the earth and felt the earth trembling and shaking there. Now just look at how it was. And then within 40 days, and Sinai always spoke to that mountain. 40 days. Then people. They served. They disobeyed. They held the Roman Catholic. And they said that they were going to keep different men. Now, do you see the attitude and the disposition of those people like that? Now, look, I want to bear this in mind. Some of these things that we talk about from one time to the other, kind of take them home with you. Now, the moderator says this. He says that our aim, temple, our aim is to help find and know Yahweh as he really is and as he actually exists. That's the way we want you to know it. We didn't say we wanted you to know Yahweh. We didn't say John the Baptist. We didn't say Jesus. We didn't say Paul, we didn't say Isaiah, neither did we say no. Right. We said we want you to find. 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 And seek him while he may be found. And find y'all. Now you don't have no problem with finding yourself.
The devil says that ain't so. He
Isaiah 14:14.
I will ascend above the height of the clouds.
Yes.
I will be like the Lord.
Now, I'll be Larry, and I will be your dad.